After spending a fascinating day with Dr. Vogel and his extraordinary patients, I asked him to summarize the message of these patients' clinical courses.
I think that all of these cases should tell us that what we're facing now with metastatic breast cancer is that it has, for the vast majority of women with metastatic breast cancer, turned into a chronic disease. It's actually rare in our practice to see the super aggressive type of presentation. Maybe 3 or 4% of my patients in the space of a year have disease that you just cannot get into remission. They probably fall into the new classification of basaloid tumors, the triple negative tumors, and no matter what you treat them with, they progress right through it. The average patient with breast cancer, we can get them into remission very easily with either hormonal therapy or chemotherapy, and many of them can live many, many years. I have women in my practice, and we all have women in our practice who are now out 10, 12, 14 years or more with metastatic breast cancer, disease controlled, living reasonably normal lives most of the time. Many of these patients have never been hospitalized, even for complications of therapy. For me, I'm asked very frequently as an oncologist, how can you do this? How can you be in such a depressing profession? And I really don't view it as depressing at all. I derive tremendous sense of satisfaction from helping these women to be able to live as normal a life as possible, even though they still have a Damocles sword hanging over their head.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers and particularly to the patients. Please note that the commentary and opinions expressed are those of the speakers and not to be construed as those of our CME group, Research to Practice, or grantors. Note that some of the information presented regarding the use of systemic agents may be inconsistent with or outside the approved labeling for these products. Please consult prescribing information for these agents. This program is designed for educational purposes only and is not intended to render medical advice or professional services. Please visit breastcancerupdate.com for more information. Our materials are protected by copyright, and no part of this program may be reproduced or transmitted without written permission from the copyright owner. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.